Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Okay, so today we are starting with another motivational quote, and this one is from Socrates. It says, "Smart people learn from everything and everyone. Average people learn from their experiences. Stupid people already have all the answers." So, again, that is Socrates. So we know for certain that people who are closed-minded, and I'll just say closed-minded, it does say stupid people, we know for certain that often the people that we consider to be stupid people are the ones that are extremely set in their ways, extremely rigid, and they have their own thoughts on things no matter what's happening around them. Their thoughts and opinions do not change no matter how much different evidence is provided to hopefully make that change. And they are just set in, this is it, no ifs, ands, or buts, and they are very unwilling to take in additional information around them. So that is why it says average people learn from their experiences. You ebb and flow and you grow. You start to recognize patterns in the world around you. As a situation happens that's similar, you start to pick up on, hey, hold on, I had something similar like this before. This is very reminiscent of that. Maybe it's people you're dealing with or things they're saying or actions they're taking. It's like, you know what? This is really similar to that. That maybe, you know, that guy was lying. That didn't work out so well. Or, hey, you know what? I'm really seeing that this is like what turned into an awesome situation last time. It was very similar to this, so you know to start to be more trusting in that situation. So whatever it is, you're learning from experiences. You are open to adapting and growing from the data and the information around you. And finally, he's saying that smart people learn from everything and everyone. So that, I guess, would be taking it, if you want to, you know, just put it in some simple terms, to the next level, in the sense that you're learning from your experiences, you're learning from what actually physically happens to you day in and day out, you're recognizing patterns and saying to yourself, okay, I am starting to see when this tends to be the case, then this tends to be the outcome, and you're starting to come up with your own conclusions, and you're being open to learning from everything you're seeing and all the data you're collecting around you. But finally, the smartest people are learning from everything and everyone. So to me, that means also doing some additional research, reaching out and finding some additional data and information, not just relying on nothing but what's happening to you in your life, because everyone's lives are so different. So if the only perspective that you ever see the world from is the person who lives in your town, in your city, in your house, in your body, in your shoes, while that might be, you know, you might be that average person who is learning and growing and adapting and changing, there is a way to have a bigger picture worldview if you are open to the option of learning from even more than just your experiences. If you're open to the option of learning from other people's experiences and other people's information and tales, and again, using it with a grain of salt and making sure you're taking the context of the person, the thing in mind that data is coming from, but not just learning from your own experiences, making sure that you are well informed and adapting and using that big picture, big world perspective to learn from everything else around you, everyone, everything. And once again, taking that same thing that you do in your own experiences and putting that to the test. When you start to see patterns and you start to recognize things that are similar, you might want to be a little cautious or wary in this situation or a little more trusting in that situation, but just taking it all in, being open to hearing everything and then making up your own mind about it. So remember, as you go forth today, remember that you have every option to be that smart person. You have every opportunity to do so. Open your mind, use your cognitive and critical thinking skills, think it through, plan it through, give yourself that big world picture. And not only will that help you be that smart person that Socrates is throwing out there, but why does it make you stay motivated? Well, because you are now able to shift your perspective. A lot of times we get demotivated when we are stuck so hardcore in that perspective of me, my day, my shoes, my life, my body, my this, my that, just nothing but me. Your perspective is that just say like a couple feet around you. You are just in that bumper car of this is my world. This is what's happening to me. This is what's happening to me today. This is what's happening to me tomorrow. Me, 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 me. When you pull back and you look at a bigger world perspective and you have that perspective shift a little bit and you're looking at things from the direction of someone else's experience or someone else's, you know, view, someone else's way of looking at things. Now suddenly you can hopefully shift into a more motivated state of mind where you're like, you know what? My problems maybe are small or simple, or I don't need to put so much emotion towards them as I am. Because when you have that problem that you're facing that day be a smaller sliver of the pie, you can give smaller bits of your emotion and your attention towards it. Look at it in context with the big picture. Learn from everything around you. Learn from everyone around you. And I guarantee you will feel more motivated. You will be more pumped up to tackle your day because you have a much broader perspective that is not overwhelmed by such tiny little things as something bad that might have happened to you recently. So I wish you a wonderful, upbeat, motivated, and pumped up, successful, sparkling day. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.